Monday in the second week of Lent. First reading from the book of Daniel. I pray to the Lord my God and confess, Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandment. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandment and your law. We have not obeyed your servant the prophets, who spoke in your name to our king, our princess, our father, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are same faith, even to this day. The man of Judah, the resident of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the country to which you have scattered them, because their treachery taught you. O Lord, we are same faith, like our king, our princes, and our father, for having sinned against you. But thou, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness, that we rebel against you and pay no heed to your command. O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us to your servants, the prophets. Gospel according to Luke. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and give you will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be in turn be measured out to you. Sharing the topic, let forgive others as God forgive us. Many today people lost their conscience of sin, and as a result, they must bear many results of sin for themselves, their family, and society. The invisible effect can be seen through their anger, jealousy, and many kinds of addiction. The familial effects can be recognized through contention, separation, and divorce. The social effects are spread in crime, poverty, political and economical crisis. The result group sin cause not only individual effect, but also familial and social effect. Therefore, everybody had the duty to do fraternal correction, to educate and to create a healthy environment for all people to grow up therein. The Catholics have a treasure to safeguard them from the result, which is the sacrament of reconciliation. Many faithful underestimate the value of this sacrament. A frequent examination of conscience helps the individual to recognize one bad habit and to correct them on time. All one's sins are forgiven when he sincerely confesses with the priest. The examining of conscience also helps the individual to recognize the other's wickedness and sin, because they are also human beings. If one receives God's forgiveness for his sin, he must also forgive others for sin they committed against him. This forgiveness will lead to the reconciliation in one family and society. Today's reading help us to recognize the importance of repentance. In the first reading, the prophet Daniel clearly saw the fact that all the Israelites committed sin against God and deservedly received all God's punishment during the exile. They repeatedly violated God's law and turned their back to the prophet's warning, whom God continually sent to them. In the gospel, Jesus taught his disciples to have mercy on others, as God is the merciful one. To achieve this teaching, the disciples must recognize God's mercy on them through his forgiveness of their sin before they can express their mercy on others. The first reading, Daniel confession. During the exile, God gave the Israelites time and occasion to review their past so that they could understand the reason why they must be suffered and be on exile. They are God's people, and God promises to protect and to bless them if they keep his law which God gave to them through Moses. The prophet Daniel was the one who lived on the exile, recognized the great sin of the Israelites. First, all the Israelites didn't keep God's law. The prophet Daniel generally confessed this sin. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandment and your law. Other prophets were more specific. They accused the Israelites of this sin, betrayal by worshiping idols, and turned their back to God. Hypocrisy, insincerity, and injustice, etc. When one recognizes his sin, he also recognizes God's justice. God didn't violate his covenant. The Israelites taught it when they committed sin. Daniel declared God's justice as follows. Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandment. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are sympathetic even to this day. The men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them, because of their treachery towards you. Second, the Israelites didn't listen to prophets whom God sent to them. God didn't punish people the first time when they commit their sin. He patiently sent many prophets to them, both to the northern and southern kingdom, to call them to repentance. Not only they ignored the prophet's warning, but also maltreated them. The prophet Daniel confessed this sin. We have not obeyed your servant, the prophet, who spoke in your name to our king, our princess, our father, and all the people of the land. Though all the Israelites committed sin and deservedly received God's punishment, Daniel still believed that God's mercy is greater than all the Israelites' sin. But thou, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Daniel strongly believed that if the Israelites repent, God will show his mercy to them. The Gospel. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Third, a frequent examination of conscience and confession shall help people to have compassion on others. Virtue are good habit, and zeal to correct sin with a bad habit. To have compassion, people must go through the following step. First, to recognize one's sin. Examination of one's conscience is the first step to recognize the sin one committed against God and other. Those who don't frequently examine their conscience shall not recognize their sin. As a result, they consider themselves a good person and easily criticize and condemn others. Those who frequently examine their conscience easily recognize their sin. They want to confess their sin to receive God's forgiveness. This examination also helps them to correct their bad habit on time, because whoever frequently examines their conscience shall have less sin. Bad habits shall be very difficult to break after a long time, but easy to be wiped out for the first few times. Second, to recognize other weaknesses. The examination of conscience helps not only the individual progress, but also the familial and social improvement. The examination of conscience helps people to recognize their weaknesses. None is perfect, since the Holy One fails 7 times a day. If they have their own weaknesses, they can't expect others to be perfect, because none can achieve it. This recognition helps people to be compassionate and to easily forgive others' sin. If God, out of mercy, forgave our many sins, we shall have no reason to hold back people's sin. Sometimes they are too little comparing to our sin. Jesus warned of this. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Second, to be generous with all people. The origin of compassion and mercy is from God. He loves and forgives when people are still sinners. He doesn't require any condition before he forgives, save repentance. Therefore, when people receive God's mercy, people must in turn have mercy on others. Don't require any condition from others and don't forgive halfway. Jesus taught his disciples about the reward of generosity. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. Application in life. To recognize we are sinners helps us two things. We need God's forgiveness and we must forgive others. In opposition, if we don't recognize we are sinners, we are easily consider ourselves perfect. This shall lead to many sins, pride, insult, criticizing, condemning, and unable to forgive. If we said we have no sin, we make God a liar, and Jesus' sacred blood shall have no effect on us. The sacrament of reconciliation can be lacked for the individual progress and familial happiness. The family who frequently receive the sacrament together so easily solve their conflicts in their family. Amen.